Welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart disease in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. My name is Nienke. Today our guests are Professor Pieter van Tintelen and Dr. Annaline Terriele from the University Medical Center of Utrecht, the Netherlands. Professor van Tintelen is the main representative of this hospital in the ERN. Welcome, Pieter and Annaline.
Thank you.
Can you tell us briefly about your city?
Yeah, well, Utrecht is, first of all, it's a great city. It's situated in the middle of the Netherlands, and it's a beautiful city for a visit. And why is it so interesting and beautiful? Well, that mainly has to do with the fact that it's very interesting and beautiful from the historical point of view. There are lots of beautiful buildings dating back to medieval times, but the history of the city itself goes back even further. So it's a very pretty city, not too big, not too small, very vivid, lots of beautiful restaurants and cafes to have a coffee or a beer or a glass of wine. So it's a very vibrant and interesting and motivating city. So it's definitely worth a visit. But what I do like most is that the close surroundings of Utrecht are also very beautiful. There's lots of nature in the close vicinity of Utrecht itself. There are beautiful lakes, beautiful forests. And it's very interesting to go out of the city, for example, on a bicycle ride to see the beautiful nature around that city. So again, it's worth a visit, and you know, being in the center of our country is also a great advantage. So again, it's to my opinion, it's one of the most beautiful cities of the Netherlands.
That sounds great. Thank you. Annaline, can you tell us something about your hospital and what is your main focus?
Yes, of course. The University Medical Center Utrecht. I think it's a privilege to work here. It is a university hospital, which means that we offer the full spectrum of academic achievements. So that means education for medical students, for nurses, for other healthcare providers, for patients. So education is one important part of the fact that we do. Of course, research, I think, is in our university very strongly supported. And we have the privilege that we have the Hubrecht Institute across the street, which is a preclinical facility where lots of great scientists work, working on preclinical models that can help us bring specific treatments, for example, to the patients down the road. So to really translate research findings and make sense of them so we can use it in patients. And regarding care, I think we offer for the cardiology department the full spectrum of cardiology care, from cardiogenetics, of course, which is a main focus. But also, I think we're really strong at advanced heart failure, and we have a large transplant center, which means that we see patients, for example, with ventricular assist devices, and those who are listed or who are already having had a transplant, we deliver the full care for them as well. So it's a very nice place to work and a very versatile environment.
Thank you. Pieter, why did you become a member of the ERN, and in which thematic areas you are active?
Oh, that's a great question, Nienke. It's not me becoming a member of the ERN GuardHeart. It's the whole team, and it's good to know that this team in the UMC Utrecht is very extensive. Just being mentioned by Annaline, basic research is being involved, but also the pediatric cardiology department, the pathologist, the geneticist, the clinical geneticist, of course, cardiologists. So we are a big team, and we decided to become a member of the ERN basically because we felt that we were already kind of part of this larger family. We do see a lot of patients with, well, often inherited cardiac disease, and we thought that we could contribute to the bigger goals of the ERN GuardHeart. So that's one very important reason. The other important reason is that, on the other hand, you know, even though we are experienced and do see a lot of patients, we also have the impression that we can still learn a lot from our colleagues. So the other ERN centers and the patients and patients' representatives as well. So receiving input from the others is a very important reason for us to become a member of this bigger effort. And we are involved in teams 1, 2, and 5. So that's arrhythmias, cardiomyopathies, and other rare cardiac diseases. And I think our contribution to those teams basically reflects our everyday patient care in the departments of cardiology, genetics, and of course our joint outpatient clinics that we do have.
Thank you, Peter. Annalena, can you add something to Peter's answer to what you can contribute to the ERN, something specifically?
Please. Yeah, I think it's already laid out beautifully by Peter. So if I think about the ERN and its mission to provide better, safer, and more efficient healthcare to patients with complex and rare cardiac conditions, I think it's exactly what Peter says. I think the sharing of knowledge, the fact that we do wish to provide education for our the medical community in general, but also for patients. We organize meetings for patients as well, where patients, of course, are in the center. We think about what their questions are and how we can contribute to their well-being and information on these diseases. So to promote evidence-based practice, I think is what we can contribute, as Peter nicely laid out.
Okay, and Peter, the other way around, what do you expect from the ERN?
Whoa, that's another great question. Well, for us, I think it's mainly we do expect a kind of platform to discuss, you know, things related to care, research, teaching, patient involvement, and two sides. So we bring something to the ERN, but we also hope to get input on those different aspects. And I think a great example is for example the opportunity to discuss specific patients and patient related questions, and I think it's a unique opportunity to be within this ERN GuardHeart network to be able to discuss patient related issues with colleagues that also do have lots of experience, so I think it's a unique opportunity, and in the end, it will only improve our care for patients and family with those rare diseases. So again, for me, it's a unique opportunity, and what I also like very much about this ERN is that a lot of things are already present. So think of, for example, information for patients, you know, the leaflets, but also basic ways to set up patient registries. And those things are very helpful, for us as a relatively young member of this ERN GuardHeart.
Thank you. And then we have left some personal questions to the both of you. Annalena, where did you train, and can you tell us something about your most important mentor?
Yes, of course. I am basically born and raised career-wise in Utrecht. So Utrecht, I did my medical degree. I went for a PhD in Johns Hopkins, but got the degree also in Utrecht as a collaboration with the Johns Hopkins ARVC Center. And my cardiology training is also in Utrecht. So Utrecht-based, if I were to say. My most important mentor, it's a difficult one because I think I find different mentors in different parts of cardiology and genetics. I think Peter's also one of them. But if I were to single out one, it would be my PhD advisor who taught me to be creative and precise. He gave me the opportunity to go abroad to work in the United States, and who handed over the Netherlands ACM registry to me, which gave me lots of opportunities down the road. So many mentors, but many people to be grateful for.
Perfect. And Peter, where did you train, and who was your most important inspirator or mentor?
Oh, I was being trained as a medical doctor in Amsterdam, but I was being trained as a clinical geneticist in Utrecht. And from there, I moved to Groningen, that's in the northern part of the Netherlands, where I worked as a clinical geneticist focused on cardiogenetics, but I also did my PhD over there. And my most important mentor over there was Robert Hofstra. He was a geneticist. And of course, he taught me a lot of things on genetics. But the most important lessons that I've learned from him was basically how to collaborate with other people and how to do that in the right way, in a fun way. And you know, that greatly contributes to having fun in your job as well. And that was the lessons I learned from him were also very important for me, in becoming head of the department of genetics. So it helped me to become It definitely gave me some leadership skills that you do need for heading a department.
Thank you. Then we have something completely different, Annalena. Mm-hmm. I would ask you, what is your favorite sport?
That's a good one. I like sports. I used to be a fervent field hockey player. As a team sport, I love working together. I love working in teams, also in sports career. Admittedly, after starting a family, a busy job and all of that, not enough time to do field hockey anymore. So I, at the moment, really enjoy spinning a lot.
And Peter, do you have a favorite sport?
Oh, definitely. When I was young, I was very much involved in playing volleyball, also team sport. That also learned me a lot about collaborating and being a part of a bigger team with, the same ultimate goal. That's, becoming the best. For me, volleyball is a very interesting game because, in addition to need to having some skills, there's also a lot of psychology involved. Talking to your fellow players, motivating them, but also talking to the players from the other team and trying to demotivate them. That was a very, very interesting part of the game of volleyball. So I learned a lot. Unfortunately, I'm not able to play volleyball myself anymore. And nowadays, I do a lot of fitness, and I like it very much.
Perfect. Annalena, my last question for you: what is your favorite holiday destination?
That's an easy one for me. I like to be active and in nature, so I love going to the Alps, love skiing and be outside in the winter. That's would be my favorite destination.
And Peter?
I hate winter, I hate cold, so I would definitely go for a sunny sunny area, sunny country. I'm very fond of Australia. I've been there a couple of times, and what I do like very much about that country is the, of course, the weather. You know, often sunny, often nice and warm, but also the nature is very beautiful, and I like the people very much. It's very easygoing and relaxing, and you know, it's a shame it's so far away, but it's a great place to be.
That is. And while you were talking about the sun, I see the sun shining outside now in Utrecht. So that it's that's a nice surprise as well. Well, thank you, both of you, for a very nice talk. And thanks to all our listeners for listening to today's podcast. And we hope to meet you again. Bye-bye.